Friday, May 11th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links. For questions or comments during the program, email Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@Spingola.com, which I do not access during the program. If you wish to contribute to the RBN Pledge Drive, just call 800-724-2719. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers and other items. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month. If you have a product or a service that you would like to promote, you can call 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org to arrange some advertising. I have been compiling a list of government lies. Excuse me. It is obviously not comprehensive, as that would require a multi-volume set of books. I have posted it on my website at spingola.com. Excuse me. Just scroll down to the button that says Government Lies. My guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. They are associated with LifeGuardianFoundation.org. Again, the website is LifeGuardianFoundation.org. They have produced a wonderful, wonderful 30-page booklet, and it basically tells you what you need to know and how to prevent being an unwilling organ donor. And basically, if you do not opt out, then you are an organ donor, whether you have signed up to be one or not. Because of the government regulations enacted during the Clinton administration, which is very, very interesting, the revised act, according to page 8 on this book, the revised act makes everyone a prospective donor, meaning it is presumed that you intend to be an organ donor unless you have signed a refusal. Whenever attempts are made to add or delete words from an existing statute, someone has a reason for doing so. So they changed the law, and they want your organs because basically you are worth, your parts are worth more to the people who are in this business of trafficking than you are as a whole complete person. All righty, Dr. Byrne, welcome to the program. Bernice, welcome to the program.
I'm happy to be with you. Thank you very much for inviting us, Deanna.
Well, thank you so much for doing the work that you do. It's wonderful. And on the front page of LifeGuardianFoundation.org, people can get this 30-page document, booklet, and I recommend that everyone do that. It's very, it's, what is it, $2?
Yes. And they can get the booklet, and the booklet's very important because it has information about what you just talked about the government really has control over our organs, but also in that booklet, you can get directions to protect and preserve your life. And this is a kind of directions that everyone needs to keep with them at all times. There's a card that you can get that you can carry with you, but you can also have a more official document that can be someplace that anybody can be obtained by your relatives that makes it more legal.
I'm sorry, we do.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. Again, that is lifeguardianfoundation.org. And I'm sorry, we ran into a commercial break, but it is very important that people actually convey to their relatives their wishes. And certainly if people know about what is involved in donating their organs, nobody would sign up to be an organ donor.
That's absolutely correct, Deanna. And it is important to tell your relatives that you would like to live the length of time that God gives them, and you do not want anyone to impose death on you or to hasten your death. And what happens when they take organs, for transplantation, the organs must be healthy, and the only place you can get healthy organs are from living persons. Once somebody is a cadaver, there are no organs that can be transplanted, and you don't have to be anybody special to realize this. People know what happens so far as a cadaver is concerned, and when someone goes to the funeral home at the wake, that's the remains of someone. That's a cadaver. There are no organs that can be transplanted from a cadaver. For organs to be transplanted, they must be healthy, and they must come from living persons. And every time a heart is taken for transplantation, the living person becomes dead. And this is done in such a way that people almost don't even realize what's happening in terms because of the way it's done. At the license bureau, they ask you, do you wish to be an organ donor? And they give you no information to let you know that to be an organ donor, the declaration of death is done differently than it is for the ordinary person. The ordinary person knows that you aren't dead when your heart's beating and you got respiration and circulation. Yet every time an organ is taken for transplantation, the donor, if you want to call him that or her that, the donor has a beating heart, circulation, and respiration. And the ordinary folks are not allowed to hear this except on a program like yours. And you should be commended, Deanna, for allowing us to speak and to get the truth and the information out there.
Well, I think it's vital that we do this. I mean, there's we see recently on Facebook that Facebook is actually encouraging people to sign up, and it says here on the internet, the organ donation community is applauding Facebook's announcement Tuesday that it will allow its 900 million members to share their donor status with friends and family and to link to state databases where people in the USA can register online to officially become donors. I was horrified when I saw that. I mean, I was just, and this was, it was last Tuesday. And a week ago Tuesday. And, I mean, this is terrible. And so 100,000 Facebook users have now used that new organ donor option.
Yes, and I suspect that the people who use it and the people who sign up believe or think that their organs are going to be taken after they're dead, when in fact that's not so. They must be living for an organ to be suitable for transplantation. After true death, there are essentially no organs that can be transplanted. And the people, again, are misled. They're not given information. Actually, what is occurring is a form of slavery. And it's against the 13th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States to have slavery going on. But the way that someone becomes a slave is not always to be shackled and beat upon, but it's to be kept from the truth so that you don't even know what's happening to you as you're being led in this direction. And people are not told that when the organs are taken, always the donor has a beating heart, circulation, and respiration. And this is a violation of the people's life and their own knowledge to be kept from finding this out. And we are misled by things like give the gift of life. The gift of life is given to every one of us. We don't give it to someone else. And in the same areas, things like life support, what a doctor does is we don't support life, but we can support a vital activity like respiration or like the beating of the heart. We can do that, but we can't give the life. The life comes as a gift to us from the Creator, and we can't give that gift of life to someone else. And if we do things like give away our beating heart, that kills ourselves. Kills oneself. We can't do that. And to give someone else's heart away to someone else, that's wrong too. And these thoughts, these principles, they're really very simple. And if people will just stop to think just a little bit about what's going on, can you get a heart for transplantation from a cadaver? And the answer is no, you can't. And it's a foolish thought to think that you can.
Well, you know, this all started when, back in 1968, when a person was declared dead, it was only after their breathing stopped, after their heart stopped, and for a certain period of time. And then they created the terminology brain death, where, because surgeons realized that they had the capability of playing God, basically, and taking organs from one that was seemingly close to death and putting them into another person to keep that recipient alive. And I mean, that's just amazing that they would think to do this and then recognize that there was a huge amount of profit and money involved in participating in this.
Yes, a number that I saw recently is that it's the organ transplant industry is a $20 billion a year transplantation industry. And so money is involved in this. A number that I saw recently is that a body is worth over $1 million for their organs, that kind of thing. And so, yes, it's big money, and it's certainly very, very important. But what's much more important is that our Declaration of Independence identifies that we have inalienable rights, inalienable gifts. Those are the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to violate the life and to shorten one's life and to hasten one's death so that organs can be obtained for someone else, it's a violation of our basic principles that we have, that our Constitution was founded upon, and this was done by what I would call people who are looked upon as being honorable, doctors that are looked upon as being honorable, doctors who are the technically very advanced, being able to do things like operations to sew blood vessels together and to repair hearts. Sophisticated doctors are involved with these things, and I suspect that they do know when they are operating on someone to get their organs, and they can see the heart beating, and they know the circulation, and they know they must keep up circulation, respiration, and the beating heart in order to get the kidneys for someone else. And they know, they see what they're doing, and yet they're the ones that have the respect in our society. And so the people are going to have to wake up, become alert, and say, whoa, wait a minute. Yes, I'd like to live as long as I can live, but I'm not willing to impose death on someone else in order to get an organ for myself.
Right. I know of someone that did have a heart transplant, and this gentleman was older. And he had all kinds of health issues. He was on medication every day. But he had a number of other health issues. And, it never dawned on me at that time that somebody actually had to give their life in order for him to get their heart. And then I don't know how I happened to... I know who. Yeah, Randy, excuse me, told me about you. And about your work, and that was, what, about a year ago. And right before I contacted you, I had no idea how organ donations worked and the various aspects behind it. And it's very interesting, in this little pamphlet, this little booklet, it says, oh, we're going to break. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne, that's B-Y-R-N-E, and Bernice Jones. Bernice's website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. And I Randy Engel is the one that told me about your work, Dr. Byrne, and Bernice's website. And that was in February of last year. And basically up until that time, organ donations seemed like a pretty good thing, you know, a humanitarian kind of thing to do. Although, just for my own religious feelings, I would not have, I did not ever sign up to be a donor and would not because I just don't, it just doesn't seem right to me, you know.
So, I think that thing, that the fact that it doesn't feel right to you, I think that has come out many times since all this started, because people are concerned that their death would be hastened, especially if they signed up to be an organ donor. And it's true, it is. It makes it easier if they to get their organs if they sign up. But either way, their death is hastened all the time when the organs are taken. But as much as they try to influence people to become organ donors, things inside of people say, how can they get my organs when I'm dead? This is just a common sense thing, and yes, religion can be involved in it because the religion has to do with adoration of a God, of a supreme being, and everyone knows that human beings can do everything they want to have a baby, and sometimes they can't. And they can do everything they want to not have a baby, and sometimes they still have them. We had a patient, a couple, in Toledo, Ohio, that the husband had his tubes tied and the wife had her tubes tied and she still conceived. And so sometimes human beings do things, but we don't have control over everything. And life, is one of them, and we ought not have control over death, that we ought to accept that our life is a gift and we want to live as long as God gives us to live, and we ought not be imposing death on ourselves or on anyone else. If we do that, then we're violating the basic tenets on which our country was founded.
Well, I just think that each person is very unique, and I'm not even sure that receiving blood, although that, you know, I have had that happen to me, and certainly it kept me going. But I, you know, I just felt very uncomfortable about that, because I just, you know, it's somebody else's blood, you know, and I just feel that people are unique. The stuff that belongs to them, should remain theirs, whether, you know, and they should die with that stuff that is theirs. And, I don't think people should play God.
Well, and your thoughts are correct. There's a difference between blood and an organ, though. One of the things that happens, the way that our blood is circulating, as it circulates in our body, it's cells, but the cells don't have the nucleus, and the nucleus is where much of the genetic information is. And so when someone receives a blood transfusion, they receive cells, but not but without the nucleus of the blood cells. The way it's set up, by the time the blood's in our circulation, the nucleus has gone away. So that's different from an organ. An organ is a very complicated organ that is designed to carry out a particular function, and it's given to ourself for the use of our own body. Our kidneys are used to keep our own body healthy. The heart is used for our own body, and it's set up for ourselves and not to be given to someone else. So I accept what you say about the hesitancy about the blood, but it is different from an organ, and you should continue to be very firm about not giving your organs to someone else. And I think that everyone should be very careful and cautious about any thought about receiving an organ from anyone else.
Right. Now, there was a story. In fact, Bernice, you sent me a PDF file about the propaganda that is so prevalent in the mass media. And there are campaigns about organ donation, and it is just amazing. And then, Dr. Byrne, you also sent a story about Gloria Woods and her family and the fight that they're having. So, Bernice, could you address the we are going to break momentarily, but when we get back from the break, could you talk a little bit about the propaganda?
Yeah.
And why, in addition to what Facebook is doing, I mean, this is terrible. We're just it's an onslaught against America. All righty, we do have to take a break. We'll be right back and cover those issues.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. Bernice, would you like to address this propaganda issue that is, and I've seen TV ads, and I just am, you know, I always get so upset. I think, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, you know? I talk to the TV.
Well, we just have to understand that as of 1968, the ad hoc committee, comprised of 13 transplant enthusiasts, were the ones that conjured the language that is still to this day being used, irreversible brain damage, you know, irreversible this and that. And those who have drafted the laws, those who have sat on the committees, those who are involved in promoting organ donation are all directly involved in the organ transplant industry. So this is a real conflict of interest. I think one of the things that we have to realize is that unless you go to your priest, to your pastor, and share with him the information that you've received, whether it be from Life Guardian or another source, share with him your deep concerns. They no more know about the concerns than anybody else. However, in the propaganda, you're going to read that that religions are for this and promote it. It is so well contrived. It is unbelievable. I think it's one of the most phenomenal propaganda campaigns of all time. And euthanasia, abortion, an alternative means in any name, it could not be promoted. People could not be acceptant of killing someone, no matter what name or means was used. But organ transplantation, in the name of gift of life, the gift of life, it is phenomenal. And it's been a source of social engineering. So, and to remember that the taxpayers are paying for this. It's still amazing. It is still amazing to me. And I would have to ask who or what could stop, who could stop this propaganda machine. And this would be the voice of truth. So, and this is where my faith comes in. And into all of this, you cannot be deceived. God spoke very clearly. He said, a deception so great that even my most elite would be deceived if it were possible. But he also says that the sheep hear the voice of their shepherd. So we just have to hang on to everything that is good and is true and not give up our traditions, which we are instructed not to do. Don't give up your traditions. And we have given up our traditions in this.
You're certainly right. I mean, all you have to do is change the language just a bit and say freedom of choice when you're talking about abortion. And, you know, it makes it kind of different, apparently, because of 55 million or more children have been murdered, basically, since 1973 in this country. Over 55 million. And in a so-called Christian nation. And by calling organ donation a gift of life, I mean, that just puts a whole different spin on it. Unless you're really in tune with how you feel and really in tune with your values, you're just not going to allow that, you know, to happen. But the thing that is so apparent, too, on page 5 in the booklet is that it reads, the federal government has been deeply involved in promoting vital organ transplantation. And they talk, and you talk about the federal mandate in 1998. But the thing is, only a designated requester trained to approach family members is allowed to discuss the matter with them. Why? Because studies show that these specialists have greater success in obtaining permission. They are trained to sell the concept of organ donation using emotionally laden phrases such as giving the gift of life, your loved one's heart will live on in someone else, and other similar platitudes, all empty of true meaning. And so when families are in distress, when they're traumatized by you know, their loved one's accident, they are so vulnerable to anything. I mean, so it's important to make these decisions now and indicate to your family what you want. And the other thing is, I think that a lot of very, again, vulnerable people, teenagers who are very compassionate. People are very compassionate. And so they sign up to be a donor without any knowledge of what they're signing up for.
You're exactly correct, Deanna. The people are not informed about what happens in the taking of organs. They're not informed that when organs are taken, there's no anesthetic given to them. They're not informed that the donor must be paralyzed, because if they're not paralyzed, there can be moving and squirming, and that makes the people in the operating room uncomfortable. So they paralyze all the donors, so there's none of that. But even when they're paralyzed, when they cut on them, in these patients, the heart rate goes up and the blood pressure goes up. That's a response that does not occur in a cadaver, because a cadaver does not have a heartbeat or blood pressure. And if anyone has a heartbeat and blood pressure and you cut on them doing a painful thing and the heart rate goes up and the blood pressure goes up, that's a clear indication that the donor is a living donor.
Right. Now, what happened with Gloria Wood's family? You sent me that story, and apparently she had listed herself as a donor on her driver's license. Now, I don't know how old she was. She appeared to be, you know, maybe in her late 20s, early 30s. And if a person lists themselves as a donor on their driver's license, that gives the hospital the right to harvest organs, even if the family is against it.
It's that way in some places. They would, up until very recently, the organ procurement people were reluctant to get, very involved, but with the, changes in the laws, once someone signs up, then someone else can't object to their, being an organ donor, even if that someone else can be at the bedside and see that the heart is beating and the circulation and respiration. And so the laws are all written in such a way to make it easier to get organs. And they're all written from the point of view of the powerful. And the more powerful are the recipient of an organ versus the one they want to take the organ from. The more powerful are the doctors and the like that are involved in this, as opposed to the unconscious person who has a head injury. And so of course the life for everyone is equal, but it's not set up that way in accord with the laws. The laws where they got these organs, the revised Uniform Anatomical Gift Act, creates a situation that it's presumed intent for everyone. It's presumed consent for to do everything to determine if the organs are suitable and to keep them in good shape until they can find someone to give the organs to. Everyone has heard of the HIPAA laws. Everybody goes to the doctor or the pharmacy or the lawyer or the insurance agent. You get presented with the HIPAA law, which is supposedly to keep records confidential. From the very first time we entered medical school, it was drilled into our heads that medical records were confidential, and we were trained not to speak on elevators about patients, not to talk in cafeterias about patients. And so there was no need for a HIPAA law so far as doctors and hospitals were concerned. But if you read the HIPAA law, there's a list of 14 ways that the government can get your information and use it without your permission, and one of the ways is to get your organs. And so you have to realize that these laws get passed for one thing, yet they have other meanings, and many people don't take the time to read the laws because they're often very, very long. The Obama health care bill is 960 pages long. I suspect that even the legislators who voted for it didn't have opportunity or time to read the law.
Right. Now, Bernice, you mentioned that the people who are writing the law are the people that benefit from those laws. Now, are you saying that the industry that is behind does this? What is it called? The organization, the organ donation community, are they the same people who are writing these laws? And then, do they have lobbyists in Congress that is promoting these things? Has anyone ever approached Congress to say, "Hey, do you actually know what you're signing?"
Well, this is the way I can explain this. When I have told people about these laws, they are absolutely appalled. Absolutely appalled that they even exist. Like Dr. Byrne was talking about the HIPAA 1996, and the 14 ways they can, you know, utilize your information. People are very trusting that these laws are written for the very purpose in which they are stated, privacy. We are acceptant, and we are very trusting that our lawmakers read these laws and understand these laws and understand that the laws are supposed to be to protect the U.S. citizens. And like Dr. Burns said, the 13th Amendment, no slavery, that people cannot be utilized. Well, the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act of 1968 makes it possible that a person can be transferred, a person's ownership, as ludicrous as that sounds. But what my point is why aren't we involved? Why, you know, is this not a conflict of interest that persons, all of U.S. citizens, are not informed of any of the laws that are passed by Congress? And who are these people that are approaching to get these laws instated? Well, they are from the transplant industry. It's a real conflict of interest, I would say, and to say the least.
And of course, when you have the Department of Motor Vehicle, which is the government agency, asking you if you want to be a donor, I mean, that definitely involves, well, that's government participation. But then there's also the people that the organ donation community, the companies that, you know, that make this happen. Who are some of these companies?
Well, some of the way that this occurs, as we learned very very clearly when recently they tried to expand the taking of organs from not just by donation by brain death, but donation by cardiac death, and they can already do this, but in the expansion, the National Institutes of Health issued a decree as to how it was to be changed, and then the way it works is that they set the directions, and then CMS, which is Medicare and Medicaid, follows, and then from there they enact the laws throughout the states to make it legal for what they want to do, and then the lawyers for the hospital follows the laws and the recommendations, and then the hospitals are all participating, and it begins with the federal government, although the federal government says well, they're not involved because they set up things like organ procurement organizations and they operate as private, but in fact they do not. And it's set up this way, and the intricacies of it and how it works and the like, you have to pay attention or else you don't even know it's happening. And for instance, Medicare is involved with paying for many organ transplants. I don't know if it's all, but it's many of the organ transplants. Medicare dollars go to that, and it's people don't even realize it, how it happened. They think that Medicare was to cover health care for people older than 65, but they got involved with Medicare, got involved with paying for kidney transplant, and then it got involved with expanding out for paying for transplantations, for all transplantation. And so the government's very much involved with this, and the federal government's very much involved, and the people don't even realize it. They think that Social Security dollars are for someone after they retire, when in fact Social Security becomes Medicare, Medicare becomes organ transplantation, and these things are going on, but But my own study of this subject began with a baby by the name of Joseph in 1975 who had flat brain waves, and it was interpreted as consistent with cerebral death. I continued to treat him, and eventually Joseph went home from the hospital. He went to school. He got excellent grades. He ran track. He played baseball. He's married, has three children now. But that was my beginning of study of the subject, and I started to study the subject with the intention of finding a better way to declare brain death, because I discovered, or I realized, that there was something wrong with what was going on.
We have to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Sorry to cut you off, but we do have breaks. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Dr. Paul Byrne and Bernice Jones. The website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. And Dr. Byrne, you mentioned the National Institutes of Health. And they were actually formed in 1887, a relatively short time after the so-called Civil War. And you also brought up slavery. And when you Google National Institutes of Health and you look down although I distrust Wikipedia, but if you look at that in Wikipedia, you will find that they have many, many institutes, maybe 30, and so you realize just how much influence the government has in anything that has to do with our personal lives, including our health. And now we have this Obamacare. What might we expect with Obamacare and organ donations? Would they be compulsory?
I suspect that that would happen more and more. It's so close to compulsory now because of the way it's done. The designated requester is part of the organ transplant team. It's part of the hospital. You know, it's not there to be there supportive of the patient's family, the patient who's injured. It's not there for that. It's not there to just give information, to provide them with information that we need to get your organs before your relative is truly dead. We need to get them while the heart's beating and they have blood pressure and respiration and the like. If they were informed of that, people would say, no, you can't be doing that. But they're not that. They presented in such a way that this is a way to make something good out of this, that the organs can help someone else. And it gets presented in that way, and that's why they're successful. And not only that, they keep records of how often they're successful. If they're not successful enough, then the organ transplant centers can be dinged for that, and they are in jeopardy of losing their designation as transplant centers if they can't get the people to convert. These kinds of things are going on, and from my own vantage point, I'm a physician, and I'm excited about medicine. Medicine is, in many ways, a very good thing, and so it's not easy for me to focus on the fact that there's a major problem with how transplantation is done. My study for many years identified with the problem with brain death. People that are declared brain dead are not truly dead. They never were, and they never will be. But this was set up so they could get beating hearts for transplant, and I really didn't focus on the transplantation aspect until the last several years, and then I realized what's happening with the organ procurement organizations and the like, and it's a major problem, organ transplantation.
All righty. We do have to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back after a station ID.